Thank you, Father. Yes. Tu recola tiende. Tu cuoie centro balatiende. Nachi tuo scrabo alleschisi. I said we're between two places. We're leaving the one and going to another. And that was just as much for me as an individual as I was having to say it out loud. But, so don't be dismayed. Don't look at anything negatively. Trust me when I say this is as supernatural as if people were trying to get off the freeway to get here. This is just as supernatural in the fight he's putting up as the revival will be and is. So we're in between. This time I've never understood it before like I do now. Before, there would be hurt and things in my heart. It's all been replaced. It's all been replaced by the love of God. So this I know about it. What I really like about love is it has no fear. No fear. And what's the second one? Never fails. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, Father, in the name of Jesus right now, whether it's a permanent condition that's just existing or pain, whatever it is, Father, or a temporary, we don't care. Father, it's your power, your miracle working, healing power. Settle down on them now. And I command this to leave. You will leave. In Jesus' name now. Leave. Hukilise hurana ekubo. Shore la vietata. Nike job of it. I shouldn't have so much evil. You'll remember this time, for many things are in the process of change. But you'll see what kind of change I'm talking about as time goes on. To Ebesi. Okay? How many remembers back when the prophecies came forward of the crops underwater and earthquakes and the tornado alley moving and all that it came forward, which was way back years ago. But when we saw these things, it was marking a time. So the way the devil's fighting it, I don't blame God for marking a time. But I can tell you, we're close to something. I'm not just talking with you. I'm talking with me too. I'm awfully close to something. I get so excited at times I can't even stand myself, and that's pretty bad when you live here. So, twist, bend, gouge, poke, jump up and down, test yourself out. How many hundreds were healed? Test yourself out a little bit. I love good reports. Hula to hacky. Give what to mask, see what to run and to fuba so at the key to no huskari shoulder, nasia in what you do, don't let fear grip you. For you'll see many things, but one thing you will see is my harvest. For the time is growing closer and closer. You'll see, even as Japan's time is coming, so is many other. And I speak in respect of revival. Ooh, how many knows that I've had Japan for 10 years? It gave me two nations, Brazil and Japan, and I've been waiting to jump on Japan. And that time's getting close now. Whew. So anybody got healed? Pain left? Anything like that? Jump back up. Yes? Anybody else? How many had pain? What kind of pain did you have?
Scratched my eye.
You did? Why would you do that? Well, did it itch? She scratched her eye. Oh. And the pain's gone?
Yeah.
That's good enough. Hallelujah. You had pain or have it? Had it. Had it. And?
Itchiness of the
eyes. What? The eyes? Itching of the eyes? You too?
Yeah. But I didn't scratch
my. You didn't scratch yours. I never heard of such a service, scratching eyes. Two testimonies. You had it 3 months?
3 months.
That's way too long.
That's way too long.
Gone.
Mm-hmm. I pain in my leg too.
You had a pain?
Mm-hmm.
Gone?
Yeah.
We'll take that. Hallelujah. Well, how many members that old song when I was crawling around on the floor? I was that young. I'm so glad. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. That brought me way back. 35 years. He sold that. Just saved. Sister Bun would get up and just. I like them when they wore the beehive. His hair went like this up. I was afraid when they went out of the power it would break off. But none never did. Never did. Hallelujah, Jesus. But in some ways, I miss those days. They gave way pretty much to the charismatic move. We even nicknamed some of them. She's the chicken walker. They would go across the floor, you know. Then the other one would scream and run, and always something exciting going on like that. You'd bring a banker friend or something and say, "Why is she jerking like that?" "Oh, she's just being blessed." Say, "Why? How did people get into things like that?" Well, somebody'll yield over to the anointing. And even if it startles you when it comes, sometimes you think, "Oh," and you start that, and then somebody else looks, and so when the Holy Ghost comes, maybe we're supposed to do that until you finally got people doing crazy things, and they say it's the Holy Spirit. I always liked the running ones. Come around 100 miles an hour, you'd have to clear the aisles. What? I've seen people hurt, and one was in Tulsa here. I'm not going to tell his name, but when some people went out under the power, he was going to take kind of a shortcut, step over, and it was his service. He could do what he wanted, but they had glasses on, and he misjudged how high their head was and kicked them right in the side of the glasses and gashed their nose, and I went, came to a healing meeting and got injured. I've seen an awful lot over 38 years. Then, boy, was it good early on to get a tape. Boy, I tell you, I had it. Well, it doesn't look like it. Doesn't matter. I have it. And you talk about Oak Ridge, that little community, getting mixed up when you're saying you got it when you don't. Yes, I do. No, you don't. Night Trucking Company's mother got healed of shingles. He owns it. He's gone home now. But he brought her all the way out to where we live, which is about 30 miles from town, to get her prayed for, and she got healed. And I didn't know he owned all the truck, Night Trucking Company and all that. And so I go out to get in my car. It was a 1958 Chevrolet, which smoked. But it was old enough to smoke, so it was okay. It was underage. Except I got stopped 5 times by this police, only in a 150-mile trip. They wanted to see what was in the smoke. Last one passed me, and I just pulled over. Anybody hurt in that wreck? I said, it's not. What wreck? And so he, this man, you know, after his mother was healed, followed me out. And he says, well, is there anything I can do for you? And I said, no, huh? Do you need anything? I don't have needs. I got a list. I'm not. So he looks at the car and he looks at me and shakes his head. He says, you sure you don't need anything? I don't need nothing. My God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory. The next day he calls me up and he says, listen, I'm new to this. Tell me, how do you say it? Is there anything you're believing for? I said, oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm believing for what? He said, what? And I said, well, I'm believing for a new car. And he said, meet me. And I told him, what kind? He said, what kind? I said, Volkswagen. He said, meet me at the dealership in Eugene. You should see the one I chose on the showroom floor. Took him a long time to clear the floor to get my car out. Then he walks over and I'm thinking, he's going to put a down payment on this for me. He walked over and just wrote one check. Paid for the whole thing. I wanted to stop at least 6 times and hug the front of it on the way home. I didn't know what to do. I did not know what to do. Weren't you confessing a new car? Oh, heavens, yes. Why were you in shock? Because it worked. Because it worked. Well, that wasn't all. The list went on, but... Well, what did you do that you think was different than... I committed to so much time in prayer that I couldn't stay. I couldn't think of enough things to say. Oh, God, bless me. Let me see. I'm praying for the meetings. I got to have some meetings. And you know, I'm going to pray like I worked. It ran out in the first 20 minutes. So coming from holiness roots, I wasn't sure that you could pray in tongues anytime you want and it would be legal. I didn't know for sure if he prompted you and then you could pray, or if you could pray anytime, but I took the chance. Otherwise, I couldn't endure the time. Little did I know what it would start. The thing with this path, which is, it's been, and everybody seems to be our position in him and what got us there lately. Who we are in Christ and seated with Him. But the way they found their way into knowing that and living in that is through the power of the Holy Spirit when He initiated the ability to guide us into all truth. The Word is truth. I might have known that God would have a system, that it would be up to me. Now I can have as much of God as I choose. It's up to me to operate in that anointing or that edification. That part is up to me. And what He promised that it would do was up to Him. I've seen some things overseas, here. I'm compounding everything. Everything I know. Everything I know He'll do. In every way I know He'll move. I come off the road in India. Gee, that meeting was 600,000 people there. I can still remember it. And how many was healed and how many was saved. But it wasn't just there I had to come home from. No, I had to start giving, filling the meetings I had and then saying, I got to pull away. And so I kept finishing the meetings and finished them. And Norval was in Palm Springs. And I was there and I said, I can't come back. And can't go to Crystal River either. He said, why not? And I said, because He's calling me in now for a season of prayer. It has to do with revival. And so that was hard. But I had to let that one go. It took me a couple of years to clear my calendar. Then I didn't really know what to expect. I had this time to pray. In all my time in ministry, nothing ever fought me so hard as the fear the devil must have been feeling about where God is wanting to take us. Several times I saw a big safe. It's the kind after you do the combination and you twist it and it's a big door you walk through. And that was the kind of safe that the treasure was being kept in. And so when I got through doing what He said and obeying and then began to set myself aside, then I got to see that safe, only this time it was cracked open and glory and light was coming out from behind the door, even though I could not see behind it. I haven't seen that door in a while. But when He initiated the steps for me to take into more and more of the love of God, then I understood it. It wasn't the anointing of miracles just that was behind the door. I mean, kind that would wipe a children's hospital out because you can't blame it on them. So that's what I expected. I expected to go back there and that would be what would be there. But instead, he led me into another study. And the thing that was there that increased was the love of God in the study. I don't even want to go into it. It was the men who had been absolutely destroyed and humiliated. They couldn't handle the amount He gave them. And here I am pressing Him and pushing Him. I needed something. I was pressing, pushing, and He kept bringing the love of God back to me, trying to get me to take more and more steps forward in that. Why? Because that's what never fails. I know when He is free to pour out what He is going to pour out and pouring out. I know I'm going to get to go the whole duration. Because I stopped and got acquainted with him on a level. Our dad is buried where? Texas. Come back right after the war. We didn't really see him. Once in freshman in high school is when he come up to the ranch at one time, and you said, I think that's our dad out there at the table. I think, and I went out and looked at him. He didn't say a single word. He just got in the car and drove off. Had his brother with him. Well, Jeff's sister, Chris, when she was here, she did a search for our relatives and found his sister. Our dad's sister living over in Broken Arrow. So of course we wanted to go see him. We talked. Then I asked one question. There's probably a lot of good reasons he could have had. He could have been war shocked. I don't know. But I asked her, how come he never supported us? How come he never checked? How come he didn't talk? It's the last time she talked to us. But we still don't know. So Grandpa on the Savoy side pretty much raised us. And Florence, an aunt who lost her daughter in a mill pond, slipped off the logs and got under. She came, Grandpa and Mom, with us four kids. Grandpa. And then his youngest son, Ditto, we called him Charles. He was almost totally blind. He was Grandpa. So he did the best he could. He had us all abandoned on him pretty much. So knowing a whole lot about family and structure, I don't think we did. I needed to find out what was behind the door. I don't know if family felt like this. But I know now he's my father, and I know more about love than I ever did. I know that it feels good. On a path. And I always was stubborn. Real stubborn. I'm on a path. If how much I have of God was up to somebody else, I wouldn't like that. But when I found out how much of God I can get is up to me, boy, was I happy. Well, did I know that love was waiting on the path? No, I just thought that action would be waiting on the path. I am so glad. I'm so glad he held out to bring me into the place and shove me behind the door. Let me have something life was all about. Hallelujah. When 1 Corinthians 12 and 13, when it says, desire earnestly the best gifts, well, that's not hard to do. I like that miracle working gift, you know. Desire earnestly the best gifts, but then he says, I'll show you a more excellent way. And then it shouldn't have been another chapter, just a real long 12. 13 starts in, though I speak with tongues of men and angels and have not love, I'm sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. And I said, wait a minute, you're talking about tongues. I know people that pray in tongues that are mean. The fact that they can speak in tongues don't mean they pray in tongues. He said, I speak with tongues of men and angels and have not love. And it goes down the list. All interpretation, all understanding, all prophecy, and had all faith. It finally gets down to the shelf of it. I don't have this one thing. He said it profited him nothing. Now, I know I say this a lot, but I don't think that I ever taught entirely on how serious I take this. This is why I was able to discover verses like Luke 6:38, when that verse we all used for offerings. I know I did the first three quarters of the ministry. Given it shall be given unto you, heaped down, pressed together, shaken down, and running over. God will cause men to give to your bosom. Then we found out that he's building a house on the rock. And the rock was doing his sayings. And so you get over into the sayings. I say unto you, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, pray for those who despitefully use you. And if they slap you in the face, turn your other side. And if they take away your goods, don't ask them again. So I'm going, wait a minute, the house is being built on these sayings? Well, they've 27 first, that's the first sayings. I say unto you, and he says, if you build your house on doing my sayings, it will not go down the river. I'm going, wait a minute. I like, you can say to the mountain, be thou removed, cast in the sea, and doubt not in your heart. Yeah, what you say with your mouth. But then even puts a clause in there. No, by the way, stop the prayer. If you got aught, you know, if somebody, go fix it and then come back, finish moving the mountain. Same with the offering. Well, when he's closing in on Luke 6:38, he says, condemn not, and the devil won't have nothing to condemn you with. Judge not. He'll have nothing to bring a judgment to you against. Condemn not. Forgive. Nothing in you to destroy you. And then, at the end of that lineup, he says, give, because it was the last one. This is what he was talking about. I hold the blood of Jesus up to you. You slap it. Slap me. Call me names. Sue me a couple of times. Whatever you cost me. Whatever you cost to hold that blood up to you. He's going to heap it down. Shake it together. Run it over. Give it back. Whew. I remember first discovering that, and somebody was going to sue me. I still think it's a good name for lawyers' daughters. Sue. He was going to sue me. And so he got a lawyer. He was a preacher. Preacher was going to sue me. Money. So he got the lawyer, and you know what the lawyer did? He hit the wrong button, and what happens when it wipes out everything in the computer? He lost all the evidence. And I told him, I said, oh, you're going to get it. You're going to get it. Wait till he finds out you lost all your evidence. Oh, boy, you think I'm getting it. Well, I rebuilt my case against me to get him out of trouble. And you should have seen God move. Not only did he begin to believe, the lawyer, but God delivered me. Hallelujah. I mean, there's preachers out there like that on every block. Well, we have a lot of them. Well, what would you say is different about this this love? No fear. Peace. A surety. Well-being. A slow heartbeat. Health. But the best part. The things that used to get me. Things that survived. They don't get me anymore. I sure like this example. God came from forever. He's on his way to forever. And is he really love? Look at the Old Testament. Is he really? He come from forever and he's heading for forever. But if he's really love, then you have to know that he's not alone out there. And I'm including the three individuals that make the one and true living God. Don't tell me eternity is just fellowshipping with each other. I don't think so. Somebody asked me, you think there's a other living life? Why? Come on, he's been around forever. You wasn't an experiment. You're a family. So how could you be love and there not be nothing else? What would be the point? You could be mean. Who would know it? Who decided what's on the good side of the coin? Is he really what he said? Is he really? I don't know about other creations. I'm not even going to worry about that. But if you want to look at the future, look at the past. We're here. So we'll be in his future. And if he's really love, then I'd imagine there's other creations out there, but I don't know how much family there is. There's never any talk of more than one sitting next to him on the throne. But if he's really love, and then here we are, his family now, brothers and sisters of Jesus, sisters excluded when you get to heaven. Well, anyway, he said, no male nor female, per se. Okay, I exclude us, dude. So we'll be his family, and he will be our father. He loves us now. Well, he has to. He come in after us. We were lost. What did he hold so important that he let Satan go into the garden and let Adam make a choice? For some reason, it seems to be the most important thing for a fellowship with God for an eternity. I don't have a button on me that you push and I say, I love you. I love you. When I raise my hand and worship Him, when I tell Him I love Him, it's because I do. Without that, we wouldn't be any fellowship either. We'd just be another creation. Well, catching on to how much He loves you, what do you think is going to it's going to bring that power to a degree? I mean, to usher that in to where it literally empties hospitals. Or are we just talking something that will never be? What do you think is the final thing that will get Him here? Our faith? What would our faith have to be laced with? What's the capacity that I really have to love that's come from Him in my new nature? Do I really love those kids enough to change them or leave them there? As I'm finding out more about this, I know it's coupled with grace. I know that standing, that side of grace that He gave you is a standing with Him that will house that anointing. I know that new nature that you have has a capacity for that love. I know that from what little that I've managed to pick up, change my world. That I've seen people, when we've laid hands on them, receive the grace to receive something. They wouldn't receive it sometimes at that time, but they'd receive the grace that caused them to know that they had it. And I've seen Him do that many times. But you can't expect me to stay quiet and sit on this too much longer. I know I would trace in and out of messages when I was trying to stick more to the theme of things than jumping up, and every time would end up on the same thing. I couldn't help it. Couldn't help it. It was everything God really is that nobody hardly told me. Pentecostals. Denominal. Those who speak with tongues, those who don't. And the fact that He made it possible for me to have as much of Him as I want. And if I didn't know how to pray, then He made it possible for me to still pray with the same authority, only He would be the one establishing the prayer. I can't help but know where all this is heading. Hang on. Hallelujah, Jesus. How many of you have been praying in tongues more than you usually do since all these guys have been teaching the daylights out of it? Isn't it great? Can you imagine a God that's even doing your praying for you? You think He wants us to win? Okay. This is the 2.5 times I caught it before it got very strong. First 2 times, I just waited. I know there's a level of grace here. If you want His standing on that level of grace till we can start pouring more of that love of God out, I know He can give that. Some of the benefits are they can cook you a full course meal and you can be on your 6th or 7th day of your fast. You just turn around, walk away. Love Him more. So if you want to lay hands on you to where an imparture of that grace is possible, then what's our saying? Get on the green line. Put your toes on the line. Make up your mind. I kept thinking I was getting a little forward, but He's assured me I'm not. He wants to do this. Paul ended some of his epistles saying the same things as he said in 13, 1 Corinthians. Same thing. Totally hopeless.